From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the Pentagon says talks on alliance modernization at the upcoming South Korea-U.S. summit are aimed at ensuring credible deterrence on the Korean Peninsula and beyond. A Japanese daily reports that South Korea and Japan are working to hold a leader summit in Tokyo on August 23rd. And a Russian travel agency is promoting a new tour program to North Korea's Wonsan Kalma coastal resort area for late August to early September. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Debbie Wan. The Pentagon says discussions on alliance modernization expected at the upcoming South Korea-U.S. summit are aimed at ensuring credible deterrence on the Korean Peninsula and beyond. Pentagon Press Secretary Kingsley Wilson explained in a written response to a Korean media outlet that modernization means adapting the allies' combined defense posture, improving interoperability, and expanding cooperation across all domains to keep deterrence strong. Her mention of deterrence beyond the peninsula is seen as indicating that responding to China's attempts to change the status quo in the Indo-Pacific is now part of the alliance's missions. Still, Wilson stressed that the primary focus of the alliance remains deterring North Korean aggression, which has been a top priority since the signing of the Mutual Defense Treaty in 1953. She added that the Pentagon is committed to a modern, strategically sustainable alliance capable of meeting both current and future security challenges. A Japanese daily has reported that talks are underway for the leaders of South Korea and Japan to hold a summit in Tokyo on August 23rd. Citing multiple Japanese government sources on Saturday, the Asahi Shimbun said President Lee Jae-myung is likely seeking to highlight Seoul's ties with Tokyo by visiting Japan before heading to the United States for his summit with U.S. President Donald Trump. Lee and Trump are expected to meet at the White House around August 25th. Noting that Foreign Minister Choi Hyun also visited Japan first after taking office before traveling to the U.S., Asahi said the Lee government seems to regard a stable relationship with Japan as important in dealing with the Trump administration. If Lee does end up visiting Japan later this month, it would be his first trip to the neighboring country and the resumption of summit diplomacy between the two nations' leaders. For now, the South Korean government says nothing has been finalized. A Russian travel agency is promoting a new tourism program to North Korea's Wonsan Kalma coastal resort area for late August to early September. The Vladivostok-based agency Vostok Intour posted on its website Saturday the 7-night, 8-day program running from August 25th to September 1st. The package, priced at around $1,500 per person for groups of 3 to 5, includes a bus ride from Vladivostok to Russia's Kazan railway station to enter North Korea through the Tumen River Station. Guests will stay at a 4-star hotel on an all-inclusive basis, accompanied by a Russian tour guide. Pyongyang opened the Wonsan Kalma Zone on July 1st. But just over 2 weeks later, on July 18th, it suddenly announced that it was temporarily suspending foreign visits. While some speculated that the closure was due to issues spotted during a trial run, the North is likely to have resolved those problems and resolved selling tour packages to foreigners. A Seoul court has dismissed former Interior Minister Lee Sang-min's request to review the legality of his pretrial detention over his alleged role in the December 3rd martial law incident. The Seoul Central District Court said on Friday that, after reviewing the questioning of the accused and related case files, it found no procedural or legal flaws in Lee's detention. The court also said there is sufficient concern about the possible destruction of evidence warranting his continued detention. Lee has been in custody since August 1st on charges of playing a key role in an insurrection linked to martial law, power abuse, and giving false testimony. The charges come from allegations that on the night of the short-lived martial law, Lee ordered the police and fire authorities to cut off electricity and water supplies to media outlets critical of the Yoon Suk-yeol administration, acting on orders from the former president. The head of a civic group who filed a criminal complaint against ruling Democratic Party-turned-independent Representative Lee Chun-seok over alleged stock trading under a borrowed name appeared for police questioning. Kim Sun-hwan, Secretary General of the Public Welfare Committee, arrived at the Mapo branch of the Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency on Saturday. He also called for a full inspection of the presidential office, DP lawmakers, and officials on the State Affairs Planning Committee over possible stock trading under a borrowed name. Kim urged investigators to provide daily press briefings, arguing that the case is more serious than the three ongoing special counsel probes into the Yoon Suk-yeol administration. The four-term lawmaker faced backlash on Tuesday after a local media outlet published a photo allegedly showing him trading stocks under his aide's name on a mobile phone during a plenary session. The ruling Democratic Party has slammed a main opposition People Power Party lawmaker Kwon Sung-dong over allegations that he received illegal political funds from the Unification Church, calling it an attempt to undermine democracy and overturn the constitutional order. In a written briefing on Saturday, DP floor spokesperson Moon Gum-ju said the matter isn't simply about taking illegal funds, but rather about a specific religious group allegedly trying to buy influence over an administration and meddle in state affairs through a presidential election. Moon accused the Unification Church of attempting to systematically interfere in the 2022 presidential race through Kwon, while seeking special privileges in personnel appointments and policymaking. He went on to say the allegations point to a possible anti-constitutional act, essentially outsourcing state affairs to a private organization. Moon also criticized both Kwon and the PPP for staying silent, accusing them of being complicit or at least turning a blind eye. He urged the special counsel investigating former First Lady Kim Geun-hee to summon Kwon for questioning. The main opposition People Power Party has launched disciplinary action against Korean history lecturer and party member Chun Han-gil after he disrupted a joint speech session for party leadership candidates running in the August 22nd convention. On Saturday, the PPP's Emergency Steering Committee said it will refer Chun's case to the party's Central Ethics Panel for disciplinary procedures. Acting party chief and floor leader Song Won-seok urged the ethics body to swiftly convene a meeting and make a decision in line with party rules. He also announced that only authorized party delegates will be allowed into the upcoming convention. Chun is accused of interrupting candidates during their speech and leading a chant labeling those who support impeaching former President Yoon Suk-yeol as traitors after entering the event, posing as a member of the media. A report by a Japanese think tank shows South Korea ranked 9th in the world for the average number of natural sciences theses that fall within the top 10% in citation frequency. According to the National Institute of Science and Technology Policy under Japan's Education Ministry, the ranking covers the theses published between 2021 and 2023. China topped the list, followed by the United States in second place. Other countries in the top 10 include the United Kingdom, Germany, Canada, and France. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Debbie Wan.